You're now tapped into Go Lightly Radio with Amanda Nicole, an uplifting and informative podcast for crystal lovers, spiritual seekers, and intuitive boss babes learning to manifest abundance and fulfill their soul's purpose. We're coming together to provide modern insight into the power of crystal healing, honoring daily spiritual practice, and why aligning your chakras is more important than keeping up with the Kardashians. Here's your host and crystal bestie, Amanda Nicole.
Hey guys, welcome to Go Lightly Radio. My name is Amanda Nicole and I am your crystal bestie. You guys, I cannot believe, like, it still blows me away to this day how many years later, I guess it's two, since I've been doing Go Lightly Radio, just how many of you tune in each and every Thursday. I mean, it's insane, and it makes me so excited to know that so many people all over the world, not just in the US, not just in Canada, but literally so many different countries, to know that you guys are interested in not only crystals, but what I have to share about them is such an honor. I cannot even begin to explain. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here, and thank you for subscribing. If you've left a review, it helps me out immensely. Anytime a review is submitted, basically what that's doing is telling Apple, like, hey, this podcast is worth looking into, promoting, sharing. So it seriously means the world. Thank you guys so much. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss one of my favorite heart chakra crystals, which is rhodochrosite. And I'm sure that many of you are familiar with this gorgeous pink stone. And if you're not, make sure to do a quick Google search, or you can even scroll through our Instagram and take a look at the beauty that is rhodochrosite. It is like a rose meets red color, but my favorite is like the deep pink to red color. And it comes from a few places all over the world, but my personal favorite is found in Argentina, and it is literally so beautiful. So rhodochrosite is one of the crystals that I recommend when anyone asks me what they can work with when self-love is the focus, myself included. This is usually the first crystal that I turn to when I'm struggling with self-love. And it's also so amazing for grief or any type of emotional, like an emotionally stressful experience. Its energy almost reminds me of rose quartz, but on a deeper, more focused level. And in that sense, rhodochrosite almost feels like a therapist to me. I just find that when I'm working with my rhodochrosite through whatever emotional blockages or hurts or whatever is causing me to not feel in control of my emotions, it almost rearranges the way that you're processing a specific event or trauma or life lesson. And in that sense, it reminds me of when you're, if you have a therapist or you've worked through like some sort of therapy, or even just like, you know, our friends and family can serve as personal therapists and like the way that we communicate with them, right? And so I just think, like, specifically, like when I tap into the energy or the essence of rhodochrosite, I truly feel guided to share that a purpose of this particular stone is to help us remember who we came here to be. And while life challenges us and there are so many heartbreaks and heartaches along the way, ultimately we are experiencing that which our soul came here to learn. So it is a very emotionally healing crystal, and because of its nature, it is a soft and reassuring energy versus a crystal like malachite that is a little bit more direct and can feel harsh to some people. So my favorite way to work with rhodochrosite is to simply have it with me every day. I also love to meditate with it. This is one of my favorite crystals, especially recently, to meditate with. I'll place it on my heart and I really just open up that chakra and just kind of tune into the wisdom of the crystal and my higher self at the same time. So it's really it's truly such an experience, and I recommend it to all of you. If you have just a few minutes and you have a piece of rhodochrosite that you can sit and connect with, try placing it on your heart. And if you're not one to meditate, just close your eyes and just take some deep breaths and really tune into what you're feeling. And I don't know, it's an experience, as I said. So another way to work with rhodochrosite is any type of inner child healing, right? It almost has this Kuan Yin energy, and it just feels very safe and very soothing to the heart especially, which allows us then to kind of, it allows our soul's guidance and whispers to be heard. So it almost removes the fear, like that human fear that we all know a little too well, right? And it allows us to trust our inner being more. So I would recommend this crystal to anyone who is trying to balance their nervous system. And I mean, hello, after the last 2 years, who's not trying to do that, right? But you might even reach for rhodochrosite when you're wanting to start fresh, or if new beginnings are what you're striving for. It's also great for working on issues in relationships. But I guess in a nutshell, like, rhodochrosite is all about inner peace and forgiveness and compassion and understanding. There is such a oneness to this stone. And it's about moving forward and becoming your best self, right? So the next time you're shopping or searching for a crystal for self-love, perhaps consider rhodochrosite. I know that rose quartz is such an accessible stone, and it's gorgeous, and it serves such a high purpose. But if you're looking for something specifically for, like, emotional healing, or if you're going through something really traumatic, or if you're needing comfort and just, I don't know, I keep going back to Kuan Yin. just that energy is wrapped into the soul of rhodochrosite. So I hope that this helps, guys. What do you think about more crystal specific focuses for future episodes? I'm interested if this is something that you guys want more of. And if that's the case, let me know. You can find me at Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram, and let's chat. If there's any, like, podcast topics that you would like me to cover, I'm always open to suggestions and to feedback. So please come find me on Instagram. I love to know who's listening and what you guys think. And I do this all for you. So I guess I'll leave you with that. I love you guys so, so much. And I will be back next week.
Thanks so much for listening. If today's episode inspired you, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review, and subscribe. Also, remember to follow Go Lightly Crystals on Instagram and visit golightlyhealing.com to find today's show notes and anything else you might need to help you live your best life. Until next time, keep your crystals cleansed, chakras balanced, and affirmations on repeat.